This goes to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Date of birth 2/18 of 1950. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Turner with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of left renal infarction, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypertension. His last visit was November 13th of 2023. Since then, several medications have been changed. Multac has been stopped, and his metoprolol extended release was increased from 50 milligram daily to 100 milligram daily. He's still anticoagulated with Xarelto. He's taking magnesium twice a day, as well as has an albuterol inhaler if needed for cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. He does seem to be tolerating the increased dose of metoprolol, although sometimes he becomes a little short of breath and more fatigued than he was before the increase. He denies any hospitalizations or recent illnesses since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. His weight is stable. No chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Physical exam, weight 220 pounds, pulse is 79, and blood pressure is 112 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 7th, of 2024. Creatinine was 1.12, which is one of the best levels he's had recently. An estimated GFR is greater than 60. Phosphorus 3.2, calcium 9.1, albumin is 3.9. Electrolytes are normal. His hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 2, to 3A, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. And 4, history of left renal infarction. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.